WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The singer Pink has just released her third album called Try This. In the past, she's performed a white version of hip-hop, but rock critic Ken Tucker says this latest release expands her range to include hard rock and pop, while also broadening the subject matter of her music.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I chided poor old Britney Spears for announcing she was outrageous by cutting a song called Outrageous. Now I find myself in one of those critical comeuppance situations. I like the new Pink single, Trouble, in which she announces she's, well, you know, trouble. A handful. A rabble-rouser. So, of course, my compulsion is to rationalize this fondness within a critic's framework. Britney was trying to enhance her image as a mousketeer plucking her new G-string. Pink, a professional tomboy if there ever was one, is restating in a fresh, funny way what's as clear as the sneer on her face. Trouble is one of a number of songs she's co-written and had produced by Tim Armstrong from the neo-punk rock band Rancid. Another is called Last to Know.
Why was I the last to know that you weren't coming to my show? You could have called me up to say good luck. You could have called me back.
It's as if Tim Armstrong looked at Pink's presentation of herself, the swaggering, baggy pants, tattooed, body-pierced woman who frowns fiercely whenever she's not grinning like a sweet girl, and said, "I know what that's about. She acts tough, but she gets as hurt as anyone does when she's stood up or abandoned." Pink seems to attract collaborators who get her without turning her into their puppet. On her previous album, the 5-million-selling Misunderstood, Pink worked with songwriter-producer Linda Perry, who tapped into the vulnerability of Pink that extends even unto her name. Perry provides Pink with a couple of good power ballads on Try This, but it's Tim Armstrong who's really got Pink's number. Blunt commercial music that permits a tough girl to be both bombastic and hurt, devastated even as she yells angrily.
I gave you 3 years of my life. You always said I'd be your wife.
Then right after that song, Pink and Armstrong unleash their manifesto. It works because the words come in a rush, forcing the drums and horns to race after her, to be as raw as her voice.
I hide my pain like the rest of them. That's why I'm always laughing. I'm troubled, I'm brilliant and miserable too. That's why I am so funny. I swallow down all my fears with a bottle made of silver.
Horn sections, guitars, melodic hooks, rock and roll drum patterns. This music is a break from the hip-hop and pop that brought Pink her initial success. It's not maturity. It's a relentless search for whatever form might best fit the fit she wants to throw. But what I like about her is that for all the trouble she says she is, Pink comes across as a complicated woman trying to find out where she stands, in the marketplace, in her life. That she's willing to compromise to get a hit single now and then, hey, I just think that's a sign of smarts. She recognizes the limits of rebellion and the merits of playing well with others as a life lesson that's as useful for a grown-up as it is for the kids that she appeals to.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Try This by Pink.